Time to look at those developments on the market. It's mostly green apart from financials ending the day down in the red, while the all-share resources industrials, gold and the top 40 ended the day up. Equity derivatives trader at Lihumo Investments, Azile Cliche,
yes.
Why does it do this to me? Joins us in studio. Good evening, Azile.
Good evening, Dim.
Good, thank you. Talk us through the day's market developments.
Okay, well, today on the all-share, we saw the all-share closing marginally up there. About 0.13% up on the day. Of course, buoyed there by the industrials and the resources that had a stellar day today, based on that price of that rand to the dollar. We saw the rand slipping, not even slipping, actually taking a hammering today, hitting that 14.52 mark at some point, which was more than 1% down on the day. So from there, we can probably see, we're probably going to see 15 rand to that dollar, barring, of course, a miracle. It's unfortunate, but yeah, that's just the way it is today.
It is what it is. Having spoken of the rand, the pound also took a tumble. Talk us through that.
Yes, the pound took a tumble there. Prime Minister Theresa May in some hot water there, as it was reported in the Sunday newspaper, that 40 politicians from her Conservative Party in Parliament actually signing a letter there, looking to vote to have a vote of no confidence passed against her, which will obviously see her kicked out of office if 8 more people actually sign that document.
Sure.
So the pound very nervous about that. On top of the Brexit fears and the jitters, because they will not give an amount and a time frame to when that will be sorted out. So we saw the pound taking a hit on that.
Oof, that we're not the only ones, huh?
Seems not.
Took us through the Vodacom results then.
Okay, Vodacom, some stellar results there. Of course, they're having acquired a 34.94 strategic stake in Safaricom, which apparently contributed 349 million profit for them within the 2 months, or first 2 months.
Yeah.
They also listed 25% stake in Vodacom Tanzania, which was good for that market. So 40,000 new participants in financial markets on the back of that listing. So their revenue up by 4.6%, which was boosted by strong increase in customer gains and in South Africa, and significant gains in data and M-Pesa revenue. So we saw 2.9 million new customers, you know, and see them breach that 40 million mark for the first time. So that was actually very good. And they did declare a dividend of 390 cents on the day. So some stellar numbers there.
Yeah, very good. Still on results, how did Tongaat Hewlett fare?
Well, they also did good. Their revenue is down 4.5%, but operating profit was up 9%.
Okay.
Headline earnings were also up at 661 million, which is about 4.8% gain. We saw them, they had a dividend declared. They held their dividend at 100 cents. Per share. So we saw that come through. And they also sold, which is quite interesting, they sold 35 developable hectares of land for integrated affordable neighborhoods in the newly launched Umhlanga Hills and Marshall Dam in Corubia. So we saw that deal that happening there, which is going to yield about 2,500 well-located affordable homes in Tongaat as well.
Lewis, what came out there?
Lewis, the funny thing about Lewis is that as much as they didn't do too well, but the key thing is that they did buy United Fashion Outlets, and they are actually sitting in a lot of cash. So the company actually came out and said, no, look, we're actually very comfortable cash-wise. So we saw that part of the news. Their numbers were not too good. As to be expected, but it's actually nice that they are actually sitting in cash, and their cash flow is actually up on this time.
And then we saw reports about bad news at Eskom facing liquidity. Of course, they are saying they're not facing liquidity, but they are in a bit of trouble, and should the situation persist, they'll be in more trouble.
No, definitely. I mean, they say a lot of things. This has been said before a long time ago, that they will have liquidity issues, and they came out and said, no, they're not going to have liquidity issues. So whatever they were hoping for, planning on, did not pan out. We see them now sitting, and their liquidity is expected to fall to 1.2 billion compared to the target of 20 billion rand in November. So that's a situation that's happening there. We'll be watching that one very carefully there. All in the midst of these allegations of illegal contracts and undue influence by the Gupta family on tenders and you know, so their situation deteriorating steadily.
Super tough times. Lastly, the finance or national treasury is going through something.
I like that something. Yes. Yeah, we saw Deputy Director General Michael Sachs there, who was actually the senior until today official in charge of the budget. He quit. He quit on the back of him complaining that Zuma's adding some undue influence on the budget process. So he's interfering there on the back of all this free education. And he had said before, if this free education is put through, he will actually resign. So this is something that, was kind of expected.
Yet another day in South Africa. We'll leave it there for this evening. Equity derivatives trader at Lihumo Investments, Azile Cliche, with the day's market wrap.